There were a bunch of things that haven't been done yet, and first and foremost, they haven't addressed the core issue, which is for 8 of the last 10 years, the revenues received by the generators, you know, the generation companies, the guys who produce the electricity, have not been enough to cover their cost. And so that's led to a disinvestment, if you will, no incentive to invest. Now, this is contrary, of course, to what we know from, say, the Wall Street Journal. We've spent $28 billion more on our grid in its current format than we would have in a fully regulated grid. So we've spent a huge amount of money, and we've got a broken grid to show for it. And now we're going to have to spend a bunch more money trying to fix it. They haven't yet dealt with that. I think that's got to come up in the special session. I'm sure that's going to be an issue for debate over the next several months.
So then how can you explain to our listeners what kind of, I guess, Band-Aid work is happening here?
Well, I don't even know that it's a real Band-Aid. So there's, you know, new ways to appoint people to the ERCOT board. Oh, for goodness sake. That has nothing to do with how we're going to get through August. The ERCOT forecast that they issued last month shows that there are several scenarios under which the grid can fail in August. You know, looking at perhaps at peak demand, 75 to 80 gigawatts, and the dispatchable electricity. In other words, the generators that we can turn on. If everything works the way ERCOT hopes that it will work, we can turn on 65 gigawatts. So now we're looking at 15 to 20 to be made up by wind and solar, which, you know, is vague enough. We have to count on our weatherman or the ERCOT weatherman or somebody's weatherman being right. We've got some challenging issues here. The commissions, the things that need to be done before we get to winter of next year, that won't be in place, at least according to the bills, until sometime in December. So that's going to be way too late to have any impact for February 2022 if we have another polar vortex like we just had.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.